I'm reaching out for something.
St. Barnabas Broadcasting thanks you for listening to 97.7 The Rock Station.
Broadcasting from the Armstrong Studios. Armstrong. March Madness, baby. The March Madness of Rock is on. WLER, Butler, Cranberry. Is The Rock Station, 97.7. The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Welcome to our Sunday night edition of Grassroots here on The Rock Station, 97.7, presented by Shady Lady Productions. Bob Cupp with you tonight, welcoming in Mr. Utah Burgess from Shady Lady and the Noble Hops Band as well. Good evening, Utah.
Good evening, Bob, and happy spring. Spring is here.
It is sprung.
This weekend, right?
How about that?
Flipped over to spring, and yeah, well, here we go.
That's right. Well, we got a little taste of it leading up to it, so now it means it'll snow all the month of April, probably.
Probably. Yeah, that's all right. Yeah. I thought it was nice to actually have a winter this year. I thoroughly enjoyed every bit of it.
So, did you? Okay. Yeah.
I like the seasons, and we've not had many real winters lately.
Yeah, it's been maybe a couple of weeks of winter, it seems. You know, we've skirted by it. So, well, whatever your season is, we hope that season includes some music, and especially of local interest. And that's what we're here about tonight. I'm going to have a visit with a gentleman who is vagabonding his way across the country, but has some fun stuff coming up. And he's been a frequent visitor because he's been very active, and that's Craig Veltri joining us here tonight.
Yeah, looking forward to, again, some in-studio performances and wild tales of everything.
Yeah, and he's got a cool event coming up being put together by Megan Pennington of Scarfire Media, an event at Steamworks that's going to offer a reveal of a video that he's done, but also in particular focus on vinyl record portion of a recent album that he dropped. So, boy, we're really excited about that, huh?
Yeah, looking forward to that. And it reminded me that, once again, I missed the deadline for a vinyl that we're going to put out. So I'm just really mad at myself because I just keep pushing my stuff back. And I got to stop doing that, Bob, because I wanted this done by the end of April. It ain't going to happen now. So.
Oh, bummer. Yeah. Too much, you know, too many things going on.
We
need to find a way to slow down, but it's impossible to do that.
It really is.
I was talking to Tyler Friel on our morning show this past week about how doctors recommend you sleep 7 to 9 hours. What doctor in this world has time to do that?
Yeah, I'd like to. Yeah, what doctor himself sleeps 7 to 9? Yeah, good point.
So if I get 5, I'm waking up at 5:15.
Yeah, I've sat there in front of some doctors, and I go, "You're lecturing me. All right, buddy, let's go." I think you put a few more away than I do. So,
speaking of lecturing, we are lecturing you to get over to thebandjam.com. Get your tickets, and if you want camping, registration is now underway, courtesy of Cooper's Lake Campground. And guess what? If you were tuned in on Friday morning with Jay Klein in the Rock Show Morning Show, you heard the first act. We're kind of not a reveal. We're kind of putting a spotlight on them for the Band Jam. But every Friday at 7:45, you get to hear, and you heard that Soul Addiction will be there. They were scheduled to be there last year, but unfortunately had to bow out at the last minute. So, but they're going to be back this year.
Yes, they are. And, and you had just mentioned Scarfire Media not too long ago here. And they're one of the sponsors of this year's Grassroots Festival, along with Cummings Candy and Coffee, Build the Scene Music from the 412. And, of course, Ram Automotive is going to be doing the singer-songwriter portion of that. And we have plenty of sponsorship and vendor opportunities. So, you know, the clock's ticking. You get in, the sooner you get in, the more bang you're going to get for your buck. So make sure you reach out.
And I know there are some businesses that have been paying attention to our comments and listening in, and there may be some more added. Let's hope that that gets finalized. But, let's look forward to a great year at the Band Jam 2025, August 21st through the 23rd. Ram Automotive, of course, presenting the singer-songwriter in the round on that Thursday night. Thanks to Cummings Candy and Coffee, who are one of our Grassroots sponsors, are going to be part of the show again this year, and they are the presenting sponsor of that Friday spotlight. Yep. So, Yeah, it's just fun to be talking about it, and we've got a little ways to go to get there, but it doesn't mean you can't circle the calendar, make your plans, go ahead and get your tickets. 17 and under are free anyway, so bring your family and buy yourselves the tickets.
Yeah, and you say a little ways to go before we get there. It'll be here before you know it. That happens to us every year, Bob. All of a sudden it's like,
yeah.
We got all this still to do.
Well, it still feels like September, and we just recapped it.
Yeah, you're right.
So, great stuff. TheBandJam.com, everything Band Jam, and that'll even provide you the link over to Cooper's Lake, too, so you can find out more about it. If you've never been there, we encourage you to come out and check it out. I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised at just the size of that area of Cooper's Lake, the scope of it, the beauty of it, and the extreme talent that you'll see from the tri-state area performing. And everybody just gets geared up and brings top-level performances each and every year. It's amazing.
Yeah, and it is a campground, so we've really tried to gear the whole thing, you know, towards that camping element as well. But we've noticed that not everybody can do that, so we've changed the ticketing structure a little bit this year. So we do have just one-day passes. If a couple of your favorite bands are on Friday or on Saturday, we've got, you know, a discounted ticket for that, so you don't have to buy the full weekend pass or even the gate upcharge. So yeah, take advantage of that.
Absolutely. TheBandJam.com. Well, as we said, Craig Valtry going to be in to do some tunes live in the studio here tonight. And let's get to some music then. Huh? What do you think? We've got, some really cool music here coming up.
Yeah, I've been sitting on this. I don't know what the hell, again, pushing all my stuff back. I mean, a month ago, my band dropped a brand new song, and I didn't even bother to play it on, the radio show that I help co-host every Sunday night. So, yeah, I'm going to play my band's damn song. This is a cool tune. I wrote this in a cottage right on the literally on the shore of Lake Erie, our good friend George Fisher's cottage. And it was in middle of February and just incredible storm. It was just awesome. I mean, just wow. I'm like, woo, this is insane. And then I was about 12 deep into my favorite beverage and picked up the guitar and out came this song. And the beach I was on was called Kelso Beach. So named the song Kelso Beach. And hats off to my bandmates and Jazz Byers of Rattleclack and Mike Ofka for all their assistance with the song.
It is a fantastic song, and I was truly honored to share the debut of it when you first dropped it from Shady Lady Records. And it's a great song, very well done, and I love the imagery around it, too.
So. Oh, yeah, there's nobody else I would rather have debut on my songs, Bob, than you, so I greatly appreciated that. And we were just playing the other night out at Missing Links Brewery, and we were presented with the original artwork for this song from Linda Weber, and it's amazing. It just really is. I mean, she's really done so much for helping create that mood of our music for the band, and greatly appreciate it.
Well, she's so very talented, and of course the creator of the Grassy Award every year, and the Rumble will have that. So, hey, and we want to thank the Meat Locker Recording Studio here in Butler, by the way. Happy recent anniversary to Jim and Karen Harpel, 36 years for them, and we spun the cap on the Rock Doctor segment recently to celebrate their anniversary. But Meat Locker Recording Studio, multiple Grassies coming out of that studio in the past, and maybe more to come.
Yeah, and when you have an anniversary that's long, you've got to kind of build that foundation brick by brick.
Ah, yeah. Well, let's dig into John Vento following the Noble Hops. So what I was alluding to leading into this was the fact that the two songs you're going to hear on the outset right now on this show are songs that are already in regular rotation and fantastic stuff. Keep that in mind when you think of Grassies, too, ladies and gentlemen. Noble Hops, Kelso Beach, and Brick by Brick, John Vento, in a solo effort from the Needs Hotel Band frontman and some Granati guitar on this, and a very well-written song, too.
Well, and I would say the fact that local music is in regular rotation is something you should keep in mind when you're trying to decide what station to put your radio on.
Good point.
Sit here wondering what tomorrow might bring. A cold, bitter winter, a warm, welcome spring. A wind and rain pounding as I sit here pondering. Whoa.
life, it might be I am a squander. Well, I got me a fine wife, I'll find one much better. But even consider this a lame-ass love letter. As I sit here alone with my guitar and beer, one thing's for certain, I sure miss you, my dear. And I know my life's been better, those I choose. Well, I made me some good friends along the way, even met some again from way back in the day. It's important to know just who is your tribe. Without them, it might be hard to survive. And I know my life's been better, those I choose.
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com. The Geibel Funeral Home, 201 East Cunningham Street, downtown Butler. Chad Geibel, the fourth generation, a name synonymous with professionalism, compassion, and dignity. Ready to help families during difficult times. Geibel Funeral Home has been serving the community for generations at the corner of McCain and Cunningham Streets. Chad Geibel suggests that you look into pre-arrangement so that during the most difficult time, the need for major decision-making has already been completed. It's one of the most thoughtful things you can do for those you love. The Geibel Funeral Home. Call Chad Geibel today.
At Daily Tire, we know a thing or two about tires. Hi, this is Amanda. My dad has been helping people with their tire and automotive repair needs for over 25 years. We sell quality tires like Cooper, Mastercraft, Goodyear, and Michelin, just to name a few. And with over 40 tire brands available, we have something to suit everyone's budget. Stop in and see us at Daily Tire on West Sunbury Road in Boyers, or call 735-5183 and tell them Amanda sent you.
The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station 97.7.
Welcome back to our Grassroots Show here tonight on the Rock Station 97.7, presented by Shady Lady Productions, and this segment being brought to you by our friends at Cummings Candy and Coffee Service, and you're hearing a lot more about them as well on Friday mornings now.
Yep.
Because the Band Jam Spotlight is underway as we get ready for the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival in August, coming to Cooper's Lake once again. So 7:45, check out one of the bands or acts that's going to be there.
And Cummings Canning Coffee wisely grabbed that sponsorship spot up. That's right. A good one.
That's right.
And, of course, Barry was a part of the Band Jam last year with his band The Rumble, and they happened to walk away with the Grassy Award, too. So
How about that? Yeah, with King of Everything. Yeah. So they're Kings of the Grassy for the year.
Yeah, we're about a month away from Easter, too. So there is candy in their name there. Yes. So you know what to do.
Oh, their display cases are awesome. I say it all the time. That's like Ham Loaves and Bros.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, you got it covered. Yeah. North Main, South Main.
That's right. Yeah. You can almost see Bros's from Cummings and vice versa. So, hey, we're excited here this morning to talk with a gentleman named Craig Valtry, who is starting to become like our most recent Chip Dominic, I guess, one of our frequent guests.
He reaches out.
That's right.
He lets us know what's going on.
He's busy.
Boy, isn't that simple?
There you go.
How about that? You don't have to go mining.
And he's been very busy, too.
Oh, yeah.
Doing a lot of different stuff. Yeah. Welcome back to our show, Craig Valtry.
It's great to be back. It's almost like the it's like Facebook posts that people actually read and listen to coming on you guys' show. So it's really appreciated that there's an open door here for you guys, and I really appreciate your time.
Well, we're going to be talking a lot about what you have going on. You have a new video. You've got new material. You've got, in particular, some of the material that we've heard you do and do live in the studio, because we were talking about your new material. You're going to actually have a cool angle coming up here with a vinyl release party.
Yes. I have said in interviews, possibly present company included, that Letters to the Defendant I always envisioned being an actual LP record. You know, side one set up the relationship that I had with my ex and my relationship with alcohol, flip it over and watch it all fall apart. And with the help of the wonderful company Hellbender Vinyl over in Lawrenceville, I have decided to go forward on a limited release of Letters to the Defendant on vinyl. I have only printed 100 copies, meaning once I have sold 100 copies, I'm not going to go back and get any more copies. So I've already sold a couple of these already, and I plan to sell a whole bunch more of them on March 30th at Steamworks Creative. It's actually going to be a combination vinyl release party and video release party, as you were alluding to as well, for the single Biloxi. It's going to be 6 to 10 p.m., meet and greet at 6, show at 7 with Megan Pennington, friend of the show, and newcomers to the Pittsburgh scene, Lucky Us. So really excited about all of it, and I guess we'll talk more about it as we go forward. So
I see this vinyl thing, now that you've gone to vinyl, now I see it going to stage. So you're going to have to put a screenplay to this, this whole album, and there you go.
I'll say this. Yeah. I have done it. Letters to the Defendant is a concept record. It does have a narrative. I've toyed with the idea of it. And
Nick Nolte, I can see it. He can play it. There you go.
I kind of see Mickey Rourke more so. Right. But, young Mickey Rourke. But I
was thinking Billy Bob Thornton. But we've got our choices here.
But both all heavy drinkers. But I've tried playing the album in full, and what I find is I want to bring as much joy into the world as possible. And the record, not to dissuade anybody from buying it, it is at times uplifting, but side B is gut punch after gut punch after gut punch. It playing those songs back to back to back, it just kind of brings the air out of the room.
Yeah, but despite the punches of the gut, it's relatable.
It is, I agree.
We're not, our Facebook posts are not what all of our lives really are about.
It's
a very real album.
I appreciate that, and it is something that I am proud that I did. It was, I thought about taking it, out to Nashville, but that would have meant, spending a lot of time and trying to build up a lot of finance and doing, and just all the travel back and forth. It was just a record that I had to get out of me. So that's why a lot of this, all of my vocals were done here in Pittsburgh. Thank you, John Porrable of Messy Basement Studios. I promise I haven't been drinking, folks. And so he was incredible as a conduit to getting this record out. And as we mentioned on the show, when I first put the album out, the song was basically done through file sharing. Basically, it's a kind of cut and paste, put stems together kind of record. Thank you, Wanda Vick and John Birchfield, for the instrumentation they did out of Nashville. Thank you, Stephen Miller out in Virginia, for mastering the record. So it took several people across. It was a intrastate record, if ever there was one, and it really didn't have a fixed address. And I'm glad that it's finally going to be actually made on physical media, because I've said before, I'm the kind of person, it's one thing to have something written down and have a plan. I got to see it on a shelf. So
how difficult is it to do it that way? Because, we talk a lot about different angles of how people record. And we've more recently, I think, been talking to people that have actually done just the old-fashioned sit-down live studio. And we have studios that love to do that. Yeah. As far as what you're envisioning, is that a difficult process? Or is it something you are comfortable with the people you're using? You're able to spell out your thought and that blends together well?
It actually, in the instance of Letters to the Defendant, yes, it blended together better than I could have imagined. I've done studio work with the full band in there, and even so, it does tend to open itself up to overdubs. So really, all it is just you bring the one part in, and you just overdub on top of it anyway. Mm-hmm. So I could go either way as far as getting a full band dynamic and getting them together, and I'm working on not one but two records upcoming at this point. And one, I kind of do envision getting a bunch of players together in a room in Nashville and just knocking the thing out within a week. The other one, I could easily see just, we send in our parts, or maybe it'll just go in parts. I don't know. Everything's kind of in pre-production stage on both the records in question. So, but one is a convenience. One is, I guess if you're looking for a vibe or looking for the live experience, all I'm really looking forward to is something that sounds good and something that I wouldn't mind putting on in my car or anybody else would.
Yeah, and I think it's where the focus of the song is as well. So, I mean, you're obviously, a lot of your focus is around lyrics.
Yes.
So the instrumentation that surrounds that, it's there to complement what you're doing. Whereas if you're like a, Shagdog Melonhead, you know, that's no, I mean, that's four guys that play together, and you know, that energy, you couldn't do that with a band that. You have to capture that live, because that's what it's all about, type thing.
That's a great point. Mm-hmm. That's a great point. Yeah. Well, you are quite a lyricist. I enjoy listening to your discussion, and I'm sure this was probably therapy in some vein too, as well, writing this and getting this out, as you said.
My music has always been kind of a therapy, and I think I said it on the last time I was in studio with you guys, that it was a record that kind of pointed out what my music has always been to me, and it was a tool of vengeance, and that was definitely what the record was. And what I've been seeing out of me lately in the stuff that's been coming up, I have, maybe you could say I've grown soft, but I would just say that I've grown a lot more conciliatory, and I've gained a little bit more perspective, and I've seen a lot more of what my parts. I don't think I write letters to the defendant if that stuff happened to me now, and I can prove it on the outcoming song, because you know, I did go through a breakup in the last year, and there are songs about it, and some of them are pretty scathing, but also I actually do insert I didn't say I'm sorry on letters to the defendant, and I pretty much blamed the drinking for a lot of what was going on. I'd like to make a quick retraction. I was a jerk back then, and I'm still working on not being a jerk now. But it's I can see the change in me. Even from when I started writing back in high school, I can see angry kid with no wisdom to 35, angry soon to be divorcee who really needs to let go of the bottle to an almost 40-year-old man. I don't have everything figured out, but you know what? At least at this point, I'm actually trying to figure out what's going on up here, as opposed to just pointing fingers and saying, you know, you're all evil.
So no more Sword of Veltri.
No more Sword. What do you mean by that?
Well, you said it was about vengeance at first. I'm like, yeah, no more Sword of Veltri.
No, I have sheathed my sword. I'm a man of peace. I'm done killing.
New material is Letters to the Defendant. You've got a cool single that you've done a video for, and we'll talk about that. But you're going to play Biloxi for us here live in the studio. Just give us a little background of Biloxi.
Well, Biloxi is kind of like a prequel to Letters to the Defendant. I wrote that song while I was living in Nashville, listening to a lot of Merle Haggard and Glenn Campbell. That's obviously, I'm seeing the guys shaking their heads. Yes, it's like, oh, that explains the influence. And I was thinking about leaving my ex even back then, and I was thinking about a woman I had no business thinking of, and neither of us had ever been to Biloxi, and I hadn't been to Biloxi until I went and shot a music video for that song. Reason being, I wouldn't say Biloxi's my favorite song, but I do believe that it is my strongest. It is a song that I made the music video so that I could submit it to CMT, and it's kind of my big opening salvo at actually taking shots at Music Row in Nashville. And many thanks to Jake Taylor, who helped direct the music video, Allegri Moreno, the actress in the video, and Kat Keller, who helped executive produce some and handle some things on the back end.
Yeah, that's the first song that introduced me to you.
It wasn't.
Yep.
Biloxi, let's give it a listen. Live in the studio with Craig Veltri tonight on the Grassroots Show on the Rock Station 97.7, presented by Shady Lady Productions.
Will you meet me in Biloxi, where we can start again? We'll meet as long lost lovers, or just as long lost friends. Make your way and I'll be waiting by the lighthouse on the shore. And if you need me in Biloxi, I'll be yours forevermore. Oh, how I've longed to hold you, feel the magic in your touch. Thought we weren't meant to be, and it didn't mean that much. And since we've never been, no one knows us there. They won't know where we went, and we might have a prayer. So will you meet me in Biloxi, where we can start again? We'll meet as long-lost lovers, or just long-lost friends. Make your way and I'll be waiting by the lighthouse on the shore. And if you meet me in Biloxi, I'll be yours forevermore. I'll be waiting, baby. Oh, how I've longed to kiss you. Feel your arms around my neck. Thought the time it wasn't right, and it was for the best. I was wrong, and though I've heard it's a fine place to stay, we won't be long for Biloxi. From there we'll make our getaway. So will you meet me in Biloxi, where we can start again? We'll meet as long lost lovers, or just as long lost friends. Make your way and I'll be waiting by the lighthouse on the shore. Yeah, and if you meet me in Biloxi, I'll be yours forevermore. I'll be waiting in Biloxi to be yours forevermore. It's 1 a.m. No, I'm not okay. Just an hour ago, I had to make my getaway. The arms I felt around me are now clutching at my chin. I can't come back here again. Been away too long, and just enough has changed. I do believe the lives we lead have caused a faded strain, and all I see are ruins with diamond window panes. I can't come back here again. Used to be my home under duress, called so many friends and now it's less. All I kinda liked is now gone. Guess it's best that I just move on. Memories were made within these cul-de-sacs, but the happy ones are few and they are much harder to track. Now I have a choice, goodbye Wharton Lane. I can't come back here again. Used to be my home under duress, called so many friends, now it's less. All I kinda like is now gone. Guess it's best that I just move on. say you can't go home, I know that ain't true. But as for here, it's clear, it's just a place I'd rather pass through. You want it, you can have it. And now we finally win. I can't come back here again. I can't come back here again. I can't come back here again.
Cummings Candy and Coffee Shop offers a full-service coffee and tea bar, fresh-baked pastries, hand-dipped chocolates, homemade peanut brittle, store-roasted whole bean and ground coffee by the bag, and more. And their downtown Butler location has an old-fashioned soda fountain and serves delicious ice cream and milkshakes, too. So treat yourself and visit Cummings Candy and Coffee at one of their four convenient locations today.
Come on down to Cummings Candy and Coffee.
Music scene artists, venues, fans, and more. This is Utah here, and I want to tell you about a great one-stop resource for all your local music needs, buildthescene.com. Created and operated by longtime local music scene contributor Bill Damiano. From websites to podcasts, graphic design and photography, and electronic press kits, Build the Scene can help get you the attention you need. A comprehensive musician and venue directory, as well as online radio streaming, helps even the casual fan learn about new music and venues in our area. Build the Scene is just about that, building the scene, and what a scene we have. Visit www.buildthescene.com for more information.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
We welcome you back to our show here tonight, The Grassroots Show. Appreciate you tuning in and spending some time listening in on some local music and local discussion, presented by Shady Lady Productions. Our thanks to Brose's Superette, high on the hill and right on the price at the corner of South Main and Rockenstein.
And again, Easter's just a month away, so right. Get that ham ordered up and
yeah.
Taken care of.
You're getting the candy from Cummings and you're getting the ham from Brose's.
South and North Main Street. It's all there.
There you go. You could literally get everything you need for Easter in two stops.
Yep.
The candy, and then you get everything else you need for your meal.
Then you stop in at Bob's and get a beer.
There you go. And I'll even welcome you in. So there you go. We're kind of sandwiched in between there. Visiting with Craig Veltri here tonight on the Grassroots Show. And we just heard two songs back to back. We'll come back to Biloxi, but we want to talk about Can't Come Back. So let's talk about that before we can.
Okay. Well, Can't Come Back is a song that I had originally written mid-2000s. I'll place it about 2014. I wrote that in Charlotte with a friend of mine named Brett Milstead, who's still doing some really great stuff in and around the Charlotte music scene. He's got a band called Thirsty Horses. Hope if you are in the Charlotte area, around the Lake Norman area, stop in, say hi to Brett, tell him Craig sent you. Can't Come Back was originally written about Pittsburgh, because I had moved away from Pittsburgh in 1998, and I figured there really wasn't a path for me to come back. Most of my friends had moved away, and you know, a lot of the businesses that I had loved as a child had closed or the gone under new management and stuff like that, so it really wasn't my home anymore. When I moved back to Pittsburgh in 2020, and a few years later after my marriage dissolved, the town I moved to, Charlotte, North Carolina, that became the town that I couldn't move back to. At least the southern portion of it. My family still has roots up there. They live in north of the city. My ex moved back to her home, part of the city, South Charlotte, where I had spent my teenage years. Mm-hmm. And the happy ones are few and they are much harder to track. That is very true. I did not have a great teenage experience down there. None of us did, let's be honest, about our high school years. But it was not a... it was not a great thing, and you know, it was kind of my, in regards to letters to the defendant, it's three goodbyes. Miss me, goodbye to my ex. If only a smile could change my mind, goodbye to the idea of marriage or monogamy. And can't come back, goodbye South Charlotte.
Yeah, fair enough.
So
Cool little ditty, though. I like the vibe on that.
Yeah, know. I'm awaiting the lawsuit from the Bob Dylan people because it does lift heavily from Shelter from the Storm, I will admit.
Well, that's just great. Now you can't come back from the show. That's just...
You know what? Hey, Bob Dylan, at least his lawyers know who I am. So.
Back to Biloxi, and I'm glad when you were doing the intro, you referred to some of the legends that you referred to in borrowing, because as we were listening to that, I jotted down the old school kind of chord structure that gives that song the bottom end. Man, I'm sitting there and I'm going, who is that? You know, I'm hearing that, but it was like, I don't know, it was in between Elvis and Johnny Cash, you know?
It is a 1-4-5-3 chord song for sure. I kept it simple. When I was writing the song and when the lyric hit me, I was sitting out in Centennial Park in Nashville, where they have, if you've never been, it's actually the park that has a full-scale replica of the Parthenon, the Greek Parthenon, built in that park that was built as a gift for the Centennial of Tennessee. And I'm sitting there, and this line hits me. This poem appears on my phone, and I'm singing, you know, will you meet me in Biloxi? And I'm kind of like, that kind of almost sounds like, if we make it through December. It's like, okay, that's a chorus. So yeah, yeah. So that's, I couldn't help but be influenced by a lot of those legends because, you know, when I was playing at Tootsie's, they referred to themselves as a honky-tonk university. When they take you on, they kind of put you through some paces, and they make you learn all these classic country songs. And what a punishment, because that is some of the finest. You talk about my lyrics. I certainly latched on to that. I latched on to how the melodies can be bent and woven and sculpted in so many different ways, and I grew up child of the 90s, child of the 80s. Most of the songs you guys play on the rock stations, those are the songs I learned how to play guitar on. But as I grew up in the South, and as I certainly moved to Nashville and got the classic stuff filled in a lot of spaces in the request list, it started showing up in my songwriting. That's just kind of how these sort of, you know, you can tell what I'm into at the moment by the songs I write.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, that's good stuff. Now, when you were shooting the video, you actually said you went to Biloxi, but it actually, when we see the video, it's kind of three cities involved in that, in the imagery, I guess.
You couldn't tell that, yes, we initially started production of the video in New Orleans. It was, you know, major city, major airport. That's how we could get Allegra, who lives out in Utah, Jake Taylor, the director, who lives in Nashville, and Kat Kelly, the executive producer, and myself. That was just like a nice central location. We rented an Airbnb. That's where we shot Allegra in the living room having her coffee. And we then went to Biloxi, where we had to make a couple of concessions to the weather, basically, and it rained all day. So most of the shoot that we had was just the nighttime, which was great because, you know, by the lighthouse on the shore, that is the Biloxi Lighthouse, and it looked better at night, quite frankly. So it definitely worked out. It was a very nice scene, and We did realize that we were kind, because the rain kind of washed out a couple of the potential shots, we really didn't have much of a video. So when I went to visit Jake in Nashville, watching his stuff in the living room, I was like, okay, well, let's get more of you in the video. Let me move some furniture around, and we'll just shoot you playing guitar in the kitchen, sitting on my couch, and we'll have ourselves a music video. And what a lovely and great-looking video that I'm so proud to say is available on my TikTok and on YouTube Music.
Fantastic. Craig Valtry visiting with us here tonight on the Grassroots Show. And again, March 30th, coming up next week. It'll be a Sunday night show, and you're doing it down at the extra cool Steamworks Creative.
Wonderful people. I've been to so many shows and been a part of many Scarfire Media showcases, which is what this show also is. Megan Pennington, my sister in soul, she has done so many, put on so many unique and great artists on the show, and I'm grateful that she's given me this opportunity to roll out the record and celebrate the video being released. And Megan's, of course, going to do a set. Lucky Us is going to do a great set. They are they're a great talent, but if you don't come for me, come for Lucky Us, because their banter alone is worth the price of admission. They are really great guys. So, and you'll find out soon enough. So
we got to share the stage with them at Moondogs here, I think about a year ago.
Cool.
That's where I met them, and so I'm like, all right, we gotta get you guys on the show. Yeah. So yeah, wish them all the luck and or all the best, really. And I'm sure it's gonna be a good show.
So again, Sunday, March 30th from 6 to 10. Can we just get tickets there? Should we buy them pre-sale?
They will be available at the door. What's in the air today? They will be available at the door, $10. And BYOB, meet and greet at 6, show from 7 to 10. And you will be the first people who haven't gone through the pre-order to get your hands on a copy of Letters to the Defendant on limited edition vinyl.
There you go. All right.
It's all now, will you be autographing these?
If you want to, I'd be happy to.
Limited edition of 100, personally signed.
You never country. Know. You never know.
How about it?
I've got some, one-off stuff like that.
So. That's right. I think I have one of that, too.
Of course. I'd be happy to. And I'm looking at this wall of records here in the studio right now. If you want to put them on there, you know, you're welcome to do that. Do what you want.
Well, we'll have our people get in touch with your people about that. And see what we can work out financially.
Well, I'll buy the frame. Jeez.
Well, I think it's thrilling that you're doing it on vinyl. You know, we've talked a lot about it here, and you know, I'm a big audiophile. I listen to it weekly. You know, just nothing better to me than putting on a piece and listening to it, and especially the fact that you've done a concept album.
Yes.
You know, that's what vinyl was all about for a long time.
Absolutely.
And we've had Jeff on the show before, so have Hellbender Records now, you know, doing what it's doing in Pittsburgh's fantastic.
Yeah. So where else can we follow Craig Valtteri? Where can we find more information, especially in addition to the big show on the 30th?
Well, as you know, if you got a zip code, I am going to be there. I have many, many dates still in the Pittsburgh area, including some Shady Lady Productions stuff. March 28th, I'll be at River Forest Country Club.
This coming Friday.
Yeah. And the following Thursday at Liberty Corner Tavern. Come to both. Come to all of my stuff. I'll be in Burgettstown, Bridgeville, Warrendale, Munhall, the Brookline neighborhood of Pittsburgh. I'll be doing some shows out in Memphis, coming Raleigh, back to Myrtle Beach and the Grand Strand for a couple of months here and there. So just all my dates are available on craigvelchy.com, Facebook Craig Valtteri Official, Instagram, or as my old roommate, the Tommy Thomas, used to call it, Instagirl. And you can find me on TikTok at Craig Valtteri. Just type Craig Valtteri. I'm the first one that pops up. Just look for the boyish-looking 40-year-old with the brown hair. So,
so I know you you stayed pretty much kind of a residency down in the Myrtle Beach area last year. Is that kind of the plan again this year, or a little bit shorter, longer, what?
The plan is this. I do have some standing dates in Myrtle Beach from May to early September. Mm-hmm. But as the plan with Biloxi, with Letters to the Defendant, with the records that I'm going to be making over the summer, I want to stick to Pittsburgh a little bit more, and I really want to make my push into Nashville. In fact, the goal is to be a resident of Nashville by October.
Wow.
That's what I am working towards, but I do work on the principle of a bird in a hand is better than two in the bush. So until further notice, the dates that I have on craigvelchy.com are still going, and because Megan Pennington herself has asked this question a couple of times, the Craig Valtteri interview on Scarfire Media, my podcast, where Craig Valtteri interviews wonderful people, Utah Burgess has been on the show included, I will still be doing that as long as I possibly can do that. I really do enjoy the networking aspect of it, and I really do love seeing myself build what the show has become, and the listeners base that has been coming in off of that as well. So I'm doing a lot of stuff, enjoying all of it. Life is really good right now.
Good stuff, man. It's good to hear that.
And I recall I received about a half dozen pictures of you playing down in Myrtle Beach area. People were like, is that one guy? That's it. I think you ran into a couple from Freeport, possibly.
I know specifically. In fact, one of the main reasons Vagabond is being played, it is a short distance dedication because our friend Callie Antina, she really does love that song, and I've been playing it a lot more at her encouragement. So.
Good stuff. Well, we got a couple more songs we're going to do live in the studio.
You know, it always feels like a mix of confession and revival with you here, Craig. So thank you for coming in. I'm going to have a great day now.
Oh, gosh. Are you going to be driving?
Yeah.
Oh, good, because we've got a song called I'm Driving coming up next year. So, and this is actually a co-write with Megan Pennington.
Yes, it's one of the first songs that Megan and I have written. We are working on a full-length record due out at some point. We're trying to write like 5 or 6 more songs for this record. But we do have a really good sound and some really strong songs. Megan, if you want to talk lyrics, she gives me a run for my money and really keeps me on top of my game. And I got nothing on her in the vocals department for sure.
Megan's one of my favorites.
Oh yeah. Yeah. She loves you, man. So, but, it was only a matter of time before we looked at each other and it's like, yeah, let's just do a record. And, we've actually even come up with a name for possibly the band, possibly the project, Moonshine Vagabonds.
Ah, I like it. Well, I love one of the lines in this because we got to hear this as we're talking about it. But the silence of the in-between, that kind of caught my attention in this song. So listen for that.
It's the journey, not the destination.
I love it. It's called I'm Driving, and then we're going to wrap up with Vagabond. So you tied right into that one. Huh?
Yep. It is the title track of my EP that I did, the first EP that I did out in Nashville with Jack Gavin, the drummer for the former drummer of the Charlie Daniels Band. He appears as he plays drums on it as well. And it's a song that I dedicate the Letters to the Defendant LP to two people, my grandmother, Mary Carney, and to Matt in the Hat Lindy, a guy I knew in North Carolina. And after I had told him, this is like 2013, 2014, that, you know, I'd started playing out in Boone, North Carolina, and Columbia, South Carolina, and Eastern North Carolina, and I came back to the open mic that I had met him at and told him all this. Is like, he was this old hippie from Connecticut, so he was like, Massachusetts, forgive me, Matt. He said, oh, hell yeah, man. Everything was, oh, hell yeah. Oh, hell yeah, man. You know, you're turning into quite the little vagabond. And a couple of years later, that song became the title track of my record and every iteration of a backup band I've had, The Vagabonds. Thank you, Matt.
Craig Valtry here tonight. Again, you can catch him March 30th, a week from tonight.
If you can.
6 to 10. Scarfire Media Artist Showcase, and he'll be releasing the vinyl portion of Letters of the Defendant, and you'll get more information on the video as well for Biloxi and some other special appearances. So encourage folks to check that out and check out Craig Valtry in particular. Great. It's always great to visit with you. You're such an easy interview and so well-spoken, and I just respect the fact of what you're doing, and I hope when we're talking to you again, you're calling us from Nashville.
I always have time to come up for this. Come on, guys. But thank you. Thank you for opening the doors again.
Awesome. Craig Valtry, here we go. Back to back right now. I'm Driving in Vagabond on the Grassroots Show on the Rock Station 97.7.
Got me some gas south of Sioux Falls. I'm driving. Coffee is black, lukewarm and tall. Yeah, I'm driving. And you won't believe
best part of this scene was the silence of the in-between while driving. Yeah, I'm driving. Deep in my thoughts, there ain't a lot. I'm driving, heady shows and tunes keep me amused while I'm driving.
They're on the Grassroots Show.
And you won't believe the best part of this scene was the silence of the in-between while driving. Yeah, I'm driving. When I die, few states over, my dreams are still alive. Jesus, take the passenger side. I'll drive. Outside of Nashville, keep clear if you will, I'm driving. I may stay or go when I know I'll let you know, till then I'm driving. And you won't believe the best part of this scene was the silence of the in-between while driving. Yeah, I'm driving. Yeah, I'm driving. I'm driving. I could have played it straight if I wanted, but I'd rather die a vagabond. I'd rather live by the truth of my wasted youth than fake a smile and get along. Mama prayed I'd be a doctor someday, but Daddy knew better than to stand in my way. I didn't want for much, but somehow I wanted more. So Mom and Dad, don't you worry, I know what I'm doing. Yes, Mom, I'm sure. I could have played it straight if I wanted, but I'd rather die a vagabond. I'd rather live by the truth of my wasted youth than fake a smile and get along. Boss lady told me I'll need this job again someday. The day before I left, clearly I couldn't wait. Now this job wasn't so bad, but every day with her was a war. So Luann, I'm back to tell you, I proved you wrong. I ain't running no store, and yours is now a Dollar Tree. I could have played it straight if I wanted, but I'd rather die a vagabond. I'd rather live by the truth of my wasted youth than fake a smile and get along. Yeah. So many people thought they knew what I should be. Ha! They'll never know what's best. In case you haven't guessed, I'm finally happy. I'm finally free. I could have played straight if I wanted, but I'd rather die a vagabond. I'd rather live by the truth of my wasted youth than fake a smile and get along. I could have played it straight if I wanted, but I'd rather die a vagabond. This world's built to betray, so I won't play the game and fake a smile and get along.
Prosa's Superette is well known for having the freshest meats in town. Whether you're getting beef, pork, or chicken, or one of their famous ham loaves, try their kielbasa, smoked meats, homemade soups, sides, and a variety of ready-to-eat selections. There's no doubt you'll be back for more. Located at the corner of South Main and Rockenstein, Prosa's Superette, high on the hill and right on the price.
Cummings Candy and Coffee Shop offers a full-service coffee and tea bar, fresh-baked pastries, hand-dipped chocolates, homemade peanut brittle, store-roasted whole bean and ground coffee by the bag, and more. And their downtown Butler location has an old-fashioned soda fountain and serves delicious ice cream and milkshakes, too. So treat yourself and visit Cummings Candy and Coffee at one of their four convenient locations today.
Come on down to Cummings Candy and Coffee.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on The Rock Station 97.7.
On our general concert calendar, catch Appalachian Honey at the Indiana Eagles Friday, March 28th. And then Sunday, March 30th, Appalachian Honey heads to the Mariner in Katanning. Catch the acoustic duo Stiff Pour Friday, March 28th at Johnny's Distillery, Main Street in downtown Butler from 7 to 9. Also Friday, March 28th, Back Home Barbecue and Brew, Mars Evans City Road in Callery, will be hosting Brian and Brenda's 2B's Acoustic from 6:30 to 8:30. Then 2B's Acoustic heads to the Elwood City Moose Lodge Saturday, March 29th from 7 to 10. Moondogs is presenting a hell of a birthday bash featuring John Vento, Fred DeLue, and Jimmy Mack of the Needs Hotel Band. They'll celebrate with the band and the opening act, Jimmy Mack and the Attack, Saturday, April 5th. Doors open at 6:30. Showtime is 7:30. Admission $10, cash at the door. The Rock Done Right Tour hits Cooper's Lake once again this year, August 21st to the 23rd, for the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival. And tickets are now on sale at thebandjam.com, where you can also find out information regarding camping. You can book that now at Cooper's Lake. It all kicks off with that Thursday singer-songwriter in the round, presented by Ram Automotive, and continues all weekend. And on the Shady Lady concert calendar, Friday, March 28th, it's a happy hour at the Grill at River Forest Country Club in Freeport, featuring tonight's guest, Craig Veltri, at 6 p.m. Food and drink specials, and that is open to the public. Saturday, March 29th, catch the Noble Hops live at the Fieldhouse in Cabot. It's an acoustic evening with Sleeves in Utah, 7 o'clock start, so hop on out to the Fieldhouse. Also, Saturday, April 12th, Noble Hops live up at Oasis Pub in Erie with the full rock band Rock and Rolling, Westlake Road. Come throw down for a 7 o'clock start.
At Daily Tire, we know a thing or two about tires. Hi, this is Amanda. My dad has been helping people with their tire and automotive repair needs for over 25 years. We sell quality tires like Cooper, Mastercraft, Goodyear, and Michelin, just to name a few. And with over 40 tire brands available, we have something to suit everyone's budget. Stop in and see us at Daily Tire on West Sunbury Road in Boyers, or call 735-5183 and tell them Amanda sent you.
Music scene artists, venues, fans, and more. This is Utah here, and I want to tell you about a great one-stop resource for all your local music needs, buildthescene.com. Created and operated by longtime local music scene contributor Bill Damiano. From websites to podcasts, graphic design and photography, and electronic press kits, Build the Scene can help get you the attention you need. A comprehensive musician and venue directory, as well as online radio streaming, helps even the casual fan learn about new music and venues in our area. Build the Scene is just about that, building the scene, and what a scene we have. Visit www.buildthescene.com for more information.
The Geibel Funeral Home, 201 East Cunningham Street, downtown Butler. Chad Geibel, the fourth generation, a name synonymous with professionalism, compassion, and dignity, ready to help families during difficult times. Geibel Funeral Home has been serving the community for generations at the corner of McCain and Cunningham Streets. Chad Geibel suggests that you look into pre-arrangement so that during the most difficult time, the need for major decision-making has already been completed. It's one of the most thoughtful things you can do for those you love. The Geibel Funeral Home. Call Chad Geibel today.
This is Julie from Mary's Danish. You're listening to Bob in Utah on The Rock Station, 97.7 FM, WLER, Butler.
This is The Grassroots Show on The Rock Station, 97.7, presented by our friends at Shady Lady Productions. We want to thank our friends at, well, how about Geibel Funeral Home, Chad Geibel, 201 East Cunningham Street in Butler, generations of service to the community, presenting our show tonight, along with Daily Tire and Auto, Route 308 in Boyers, and Mr. Bill Damiano, who is part of music from the 412, but is a big, big part of building the scene and has had his own show, Build the Scene, for over two decades. Thanks a lot, Bill, for all the support that you give to the local music scene and our show here tonight. We appreciate you folks supporting the show by tuning in as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, you know, we make mention this a lot. You just heard the concert calendar. Send your submissions in. Get them on. And guess what? They get played on the radio.
How about that? Just like Craig Beltry. Keep us informed. You might get on the radio. And that's the easy way to do it. Hey, we've had some great music tonight. Live in-studio performance from Craig. Don't forget about the show involving him and Scarfire Media next week at Steamworks Creative. And speaking of Steamworks Creative, we heard some John Vento tonight. Yep. We finally got to hear the latest single from Shady Lady Records and the Noble Hops in Kelso Beach tonight.
Yeah, they should fire me. I don't do a very good job with my stuff.
And we also heard that Soul Addiction is one of the acts that you're going to get to see at the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival this year at Cooper's Lake in August.
Yeah, I enjoy them. We've got to share a few shows with them, and it's going to be fun stuff. And they've got they're in the studio, and I think they're wrapping up some new stuff, so they may have that available in time for the Band Jam, and hopefully we're featuring it before the Band Jam, too.
Get your tickets if you want to camp. You can get your camping reservations now. Just make your plans to be there August 21st through the 23rd, the Band Jam, and check it all out at thebandjam.com. Just go ahead and get those tickets now. 17 and under, get in free. Speaking of Mr. Vento, by the way.
Yeah, he sent us a song that was written from one of the Band Together Pittsburgh folks. And I don't have a pronunciation on the last name. It's spelled L-A-U-S, but it's Justin Laus. I'm going to go with that. And it's a song that I guess he wrote for his grandfather, who was a World War II vet. Mm. And the song is called Hero Home.
Awesome stuff. Love it. Well, we're going to follow that up with a band that I've really kind of fallen in love with this song. I just love the vibe that it brings. And they're a newer band in Pittsburgh, but you'll get an opportunity to see them. I saw this pop up recently in July. The only surviving member of The Sweet. Remember Little Willie and Fox on the Run. Andy Scott is the only surviving member. He still has the band alive and tours the name Sweet. And it would be a fun little show coming up at Jurgles in July. And the Rattlebones are going to be one of the openers.
That's pretty cool. And speaking of Jurgles, don't we have some tickets to buy, Bob?
Oh, boy. We better take a break here. Yeah. Yeah. Mr. UFO is coming in September. Yeah. All right. Well, let's listen to Silver Bullet, the Rattlebones, and Justin Laos, and we'll talk to you again next week. Sunday nights, 7 o'clock, it's the Grassroots Show on The Rock Station 97.7, presented by Shady Lady Productions.
Flying high through stormy skies, brave hearts never fade. Wings of steel and eyes of fire, victory serenade. Enemy lines he dared to breach, fighting for the free. Echoes of the battles won in the land and sea. Hero ho, hero ho, welcome back, we chant and roll. Hero ho, hero ho, to the land where you
This is crazy.
Oh, I'll show you crazy.
Your love is driving me crazy.
Crazy. Crazy on you. The Rock Station 97.7.